This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Since George Zimmerman shot and was ultimately acquitted of the murder of Trayvon Martin, communities across the country have been actively dealing with the struggles in relationships between law enforcement and the minority community that it's charged with serving. That includes here in Washtenaw County. Back on July 21st, WEMU moderated a community forum on policing and community relations. More than 600 turned out to express frustration, anger, and sadness. Some feel targeted. Others object to ongoing profiling. Still others actually fear for their lives in a routine traffic stop. Since that forum, Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton has held a series of community engagement and education series to inform the public on how the Sheriff's Department runs its various operations and to try and create a greater sense of transparency and create more trust in the department. Since those sessions ended, Sheriff Clayton has won re-election, and community tensions have only increased since the election of Donald Trump as president. Good day to you, Sheriff Clayton, and in your estimation, has there been any progress since you've been conducting these educational and engagement series?
I don't know. Depends on how you want to measure progress. I think there's been some engagement. We've had some of the same people attend all of our forums, some different people. There's been conversations after the fact in terms of people wanting additional information. And my hope is that as we continue to extend our hand and engage the community, we start to replace rumor and myth with facts. And I think that leads us toward a better relationship.
I mentioned that more than 600 attended the forum at the Eastern Michigan University Student Center Ballroom back in July. Average attendance at the sessions since has been about 75. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we talked about at the session was community responsibility, right, in being engaged and participating. Were you disappointed with the turnout at the subsequent events?
You know, I would love to have 600 at each event like we had at the town hall, but we planned for somewhere between 50 and 75. You know, the town hall was about, you know, everybody was emotional, and they really wanted to express their frustration and their concern and their support around law enforcement, criminal justice. We've now evolved into, now let's get to the facts. Let us share with you exactly what we do and how we do it. And that's not as sometimes for folks engaging and energizing as the other thing. So we know we're going to have a reduced number of participation, but we believe as we make this a systematic part of what we do, we'll start to gain momentum.
Well, let's step back for just a moment. In the first session that you had with the public, you covered recruiting, hiring and promotion, and new employee training. In the second, you discussed policy on use of force and officer and departmental accountability. The focus was on training and resources available to military veterans working on the force and on corrections department operations. In the third and on the final session, you dealt with the new lead training model that all deputies are taking and how to help inmates reenter society with a better chance of staying out of jail and becoming more productive members of the community. Now, you put forth what you wanted the community to know about how you're conducting those operations. What did you learn in return?
Well, it reinforced my belief that people's perception is oftentimes guided by a lack of information. And then they take a position, they stick to that position, and sometimes it's hard to break through that with facts. So you have to continue to give that same message. So I learned that, and then I learned that there's a large part of the population that come in, they're very open-minded. And once you explain it, they're like, oh, you know. And we chose a lot of those topics based on a lot of the questions that we heard in the town hall and previous events that we had participated in where there wasn't enough time to answer the questions.
This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. We're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Well, certainly we've had an election now, and as I mentioned in the outset, tensions have only increased. Now, even before the elections, since the start of the academic year, there have been three incidents in which offensive, racially charged comments were spray-painted on campus buildings at Eastern Michigan University. White supremacist literature was posted around the University of Michigan campus. Since the election, a Muslim woman was threatened with being set on fire by a white man in Ann Arbor, and another young woman in Ann Arbor was slashed on the face for wearing a safety pin. Seems to me you now have additional policing concerns when it comes to racial and ethnic issues, don't you?
Yeah, I think we have to pay attention to that. I think we could reasonably anticipate. This has been ramping up, so it didn't happen just after election night. When we think about the national discourse associated with the national election and even some of the, you know, down ballot elections, it seems at some point people were given permission to say what they really believe, to espouse some positions that fit the definition of being racist or sexist or all the isms that are part of that. And we've seen the reaction to that. And I think as a society, we have to take a step back and say, well, wait a minute. Let's recognize the fact that people have a right to free speech. But let's also understand the impact of that speech and how we respond to that. And what is our commitment toward having a unified country? I mean, we really have to have that as our goal.
Well, it certainly seems as though we're more polarized than ever. And I think many of us have been shocked at how this has all come to play out. And yet, if you've been listening to particular portions of our community, minority portions of our community, they've been saying, it's been happening all along. We've been telling you. Why haven't you been listening? Will you listen now? So, in your estimation, are you starting to see those minds open, those ears open? Are people going to listen?
You know, I think there'll be a section that will listen. I think right now, people people that felt they've been targeted in the past have basically said, all this does is affirm what we've been telling you, as you just said. For those that were sort of in the middle, sort of neutral, this is sort of shocking to them. And I think now that there's a group of people that had not felt that they were part of a marginalized group or a targeted group or a minority group.
Who all of a sudden are.
That now all of a sudden, based on all the rhetoric, said, well, wait a minute, they're talking about me. How's that going to impact me? So I think for some people, they're in this moment of they're numb and they're in shock. And I think once we get out of that for a lot of folks, there's an opportunity for some dialogue.
Does that dialogue have to be different than what it's been? There is a demand for political correctness, and it seems to me that the conversation that may need to take place is far more raw than that. Are we as a society willing to engage in that discourse, understanding it's what's necessary to get to the other side?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think, you know, people talk about, we're in this post-racial society because we've elected a African-American president and things are good. We've seen that that's not the case. And what you're talking about is real conversation where people actually are willing to take a calculated risk to share what their beliefs are and perspective, what their perspectives are. And then people on the other side not judging them. And all of a sudden saying that they're racist and all of a sudden coming after them personally and professionally because they're trying to express what they believe, which may just be born out of ignorance.
There are dangers.
It is. So who's willing to take that risk? So I think there are two things really quick. So there's a requirement for courage. So who has the courage to actually share what their beliefs are and be willing to learn? And then who has the courage to have the patience to not label someone when they say something out of what may be ignorant and wrong? To label that person and come after them and be patient enough to try to educate them so we can move forward in the right manner.
And you may be right. We may not be ready as a society for that.
Yeah, I'm concerned because we keep talking about a national discussion. I don't know if you can have a national discussion. I think they have to be local discussions. And then we build momentum based on those local discussions.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and once again, we're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Part of the way that the dialogue and the communication is taking place today is in the form of rallies, marches, and protests, and for a variety of reasons. Now, you as a law enforcement officer have an obligation when it comes to these kinds of events. What is your message to those who choose to participate and engage in that kind of dialogue?
I think this is democracy at work, right? We elect. We don't always agree. People have a right to protest. The message to folks that are protesting is, look, you have every right to exercise your constitutional right to free speech. Let's do it in a safe manner. Let's do it in a constructive manner. And for those that don't agree with the individuals, that the message that they are relaying when they protest and when they march, we have an obligation as Americans to support their right to free speech.
And this is for all across the political spectrum.
That's right. That's right. I don't agree with everything everybody says in elections, but that's not the point. The point is I do agree with the fact that people have a right to express their opinions. And from a public safety perspective, we're charged with helping create the kind of climate where those things can take place. People can march and protest, and people should be able to respond to those protests. But we can do it in a civilized and constructive manner.
Let me ask you this. You don't have this opportunity, given your job title as Sheriff of Washtenaw County. If you were a student today or even in a civilian job, would you be out on the streets?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know. It depends. I think people fit a role where they are grassroots, they're out on the streets and they're marching. And I think there are other people that fit a different role and can make change in a variety of ways. If I'm just a regular citizen, I might. It depends. I have sons, and if they chose to do that, I would support them 100% in doing it.
As long as it was peaceful.
As long as it was within the law and was peaceful, you're right.
As I mentioned earlier, a series of four community engagement educational programs that you put forth have come to an end. And now, because of what has been happening post-election, you've decided to extend and offer a fifth. And that is coming up next week.
Yeah, so November 21st at Washtenaw Community College from 6 to 8, we have identified the topic for our fifth session. So this is really around, you know, how as a community do we respond to allegations of ethnic intimidation and allegations of discriminatory actions? And also, how do we as parents and as adults help our children and adolescents sort of wrap their minds around everything that's going on? So there'll be three portions. The sheriff's office will do a little bit around the law. And the law, the statute is ethnic intimidation. Some people talk about it as hate crimes. And the statute is very clear on what it is and what it isn't. So we're going to talk about those elements and how, if you saw behavior that may fit that, how you would report that. So we want to give people that information. Then we're going to have the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, who does a lot of work in the area of discrimination. So they're the ones that receive allegations of discriminatory actions throughout the state.
Right.
And they respond to that, education, different programs. So they're going to talk a little bit about that and the strategies that they employ. And then the last one, we hope to have some mental health professionals, people that psychologists that sort of can talk to the community and give parents tips and advice for as their kids are struggling with this, how can we help them navigate that?
And it seems like the school buildings across the state of Michigan have been central in the ongoing bullying, intimidation, and that kind of conversation.
Right. Yes, yes. You know, for those of us that pay attention to culture, we know we all get our basic cultural orientation by the time we're 5 to 6. We know where that comes from.
Right.
So it's really disturbing.
These incidents are coming from home, not from the cafeteria.
Home and that home environment. And then the schools are the ones that have to manage that oftentimes. And sometimes they're not equipped. So
law enforcement is going to have to work in partnership and cooperation with those school districts to address these issues, though.
Yeah. One piece. And how do we rally around as a community to help create the kind of climate we desire?
Once again, we're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. There are so many things that are potentially going to change as we move forward into the next 4 years and a new presidency with Donald Trump. One of the things early on that he has called for would directly affect you, and that is the fact that he has called for a national policy of stop-and-frisk policing, something that not a lot of folks are fan of. How do you feel about that, and how is that going to play out in the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office?
Well, it won't play out here. I've been very, very clear. That is not a practice and not a policy that we endorse and not a policy that we will practice. We believe that effective police work is based on observed behavior that we can attach to criminal behavior. And this random stopping and searching people on the street, first off, I don't care what anybody says, there's enough studies to show that it's not effective and it tears at the fabric of a community, and we're not supportive of that.
Federal funding for law enforcement in the state of Michigan could be affected by not complying should this become policy.
Well, I'll just talk about it from the sheriff's office perspective. I don't care. We don't pursue a lot of federal funds anyway, but even if we did, we're not going to change what we believe to be the right thing to do and the right way to serve a community based on money. That's not going to be that's not our approach. It never has been, and it won't be as long as I'm responsible for the organization.
Well, this is just once again the beginning of a long, long, long conversation, and I hope we'll have you back in order to continue.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, David. Thank you.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. And once again, there is going to be another session, and they're going to discuss strategies for responding to alleged ethnic intimidation or discrimination-related incidents in Washtenaw County. The public is invited. If you would like to go, again, that is November 21st at the Morris Lawrence Building on the Washtenaw Community College campus from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to 89.1 WEMU.